Our guest at the cafe this morning is Autumn Johnson with Campus Recreation. I always want to say Morris Recreation Center. It's Campus Recreation, Autumn, right?
Exactly.
And what's your title?
I'm the director, of Campus Recreation.
The boss lady. All right. Well, Autumn sent me a very nice article from Medical News Today on the mental and physical health benefits of exercise. And of course, we're still relatively early in the new year, and people still kind of sorting out their New Year's resolutions, one of which, no doubt, for many people is to exercise. So we're going to talk about that. Right at the top of the article, I thought there was a really important point here, Autumn, and that says any amount of exercise, even if it falls below the suggested amount, is likely to produce benefits. So it's not an all or nothing proposition.
Yeah, that is exactly what kind of struck me when I read this article, was that the CDC has a recommended amount of exercise that you get in a week. And so they say if you're doing moderate physical activity, you should have 150 minutes in a week. And that equals about 30 minutes five times a day or 5 days in a week. But what's interesting is that the studies have shown, even if you don't hit that suggested amount, that 150 minutes in a week, you're still getting benefits. And so it's not an all or nothing proposal. It's this idea that even if you get 10 minutes here or 5 minutes there, then you're still going to see some of these benefits that we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. There's another later in the article. I'm getting out of order here, but under the heading of exercise increases your chance of living longer, and a report from Department of Health and Human Services says exercise delays death from all causes. But it says the greatest jump occurs when a person goes from being inactive to insufficiently active. The greatest jump.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Going from basically nothing to insufficiently active, but still doing something.
Doing something, yeah. And so it's just, you know, how do you find ways to just do small little things that could be considered physical activity? And maybe it's still in your daily life, right? Maybe it's mowing the lawn, or maybe it's parking a little bit further away from the grocery store and walking a little bit further. But yeah, mm-hmm. even if it's the insufficiently active, you're still getting some benefits.
Mm-hmm. We just had Derek Price on. Derek is a writer in Greenville and a media guy, kind of a Renaissance man, really. But we got to talking about the fact he has now not a standing desk, although it is that, but it's a desk mm-hmm. with a treadmill. Sort of built in.
Yeah, those are cool.
He's lost, he says, 100 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Over a year or so. So there are things there that, you know, ways of doing it that, you know, are fairly unobtrusive.
Yeah, exactly. The more that you can put it into something that you're already doing, like link a physical activity habit to something that you already do, right? So you're already at your desk. If you can link a treadmill to, you know, when you're at a desk, then that's going to be better. Or every time I go to the grocery store, I will, you know, park at the end of the parking lot. So if you're attaching physical activity habits to something that you're already doing, you're going to see a lot greater results.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Autumn Johnson, and Autumn is the director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce, and she sent me an article on the benefits of physical health and mental health, and we're going to get to that. This is from Medical News Today. Improves mental health and mood, and several things are mentioned there as mental health benefits, Autumn.
Yeah, when you exercise, your body starts producing endorphins and they make you feel good. And so this can really help in your mental mood. It can help decrease anxiety. I was actually just talking to A&M Commerce, the Student Government Association, and I was talking to those students and I was telling them about how studies have linked physical activity to increased grades and better test scores. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there are definitely a lot of mental benefits to physical activity.
In that same section of the article, of course, it says reduces the risk of depression, which we hear so much about these days because people, you know, for one reason or another, are not able to get out and about and kind of confined, and depression becoming a big problem.
Yeah, so, definitely. It can help with that.
Yeah. Helps with sleep. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So many of us just don't get either good sleep or we don't get enough sleep. And so when you're exercising and you're increasing your heart rate, it's helping your body go into a deeper state of sleep than if you are not doing physical activity.
Mm-hmm. Reduces daytime drowsiness. I kind of enjoy daytime drowsiness sometimes, Autumn, but so I don't know about that, but helps with sleep is certainly a wonderful thing, reducing the need for sleep medication. I think a lot of people would like that. Improves brain function and reduces the risk of dementia. And as people get older, I think a lot of people are very concerned about that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's just so amazing to me at, you know, there's a laundry list of benefits just in this article of all the different things that physical activity can help with. And it's like, wow, people always say, if there was a miracle drug that could do all of these things, I would take it. And guess what that miracle drug is? It's physical activity.
Yeah. Autumn, this is great. And we'll talk again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Autumn Johnson is the Director of Campus Recreation of A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.